T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line right now is Joel Giambra, former Erie County executive. We're talking again about the Skajakwata, the 198, and what might happen in that area. Now, just last week, Joel began a petition drive to restore the speed limit to its former 50-mile-an-hour speed. And now we're hearing from the state DOT yesterday that the Skajakwata corridor is going to undergo yet again a reimagining process. They're looking toward the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council for a new planning process as to what to do with that roadway. Joel, is this maybe a little bit of what you were looking for, again, to kickstart some discussion on changing it one way or another?
Obviously, we have stimulated discussion within the community and within the State Department of Transportation. I have no issues with a restart whatsoever. We need to develop a consensus as to what that roadway is going to look like in the future, but what we're saying, what I'm saying, and 10,000 other people, is that until you make that decision, put the speed limit back to where it was, recognizing that the change of the speed limit was a knee-jerk reaction to, again, a very unfortunate accident that took place with a young child.
Joel, with this Greater Buffalo Niagara Transportation Council working on this now, does it kind of go back to the drawing board? I mean, do we begin all over? Do they bring in old studies, or does it just start from scratch, do you think?
Susan, I'm not really sure. I don't know how long it's going to take. We're going to be sending a letter out in the next day or so to the commissioner asking for a timeline as to when the process will start and when, realistically, we can see construction begin. My sense in knowing a little bit about construction is that you're looking at best case scenario, if the process started tomorrow, probably 3 years, if not longer, before they even put a shovel in the ground.
Even though you've been vocal, obviously, about restoring the speed limit to 50, if the decision was made to transform that entire corridor into a parkway, to do some serious construction on that road to make it look like something like a parkway and less of a highway, would you be in favor of that if that was the endpoint?
Again, I don't have a position on what it should look like. Something needs to be done there aesthetically. There's no question about it. But until that decision is made, Brian, what we're suggesting is let people drive 50 miles an hour. That was the speed limit. It was the speed limit for years. We had a once-in-a-lifetime unfortunate accident, and we saw another government knee-jerk reaction playing on the sympathies of people after that accident. That was wrong. Keeping it 30 miles an hour today is wrong until a decision is made.
But that decision would be have to come from the State Department of Transportation, right?
The State Department of Transportation is the entity that governs that roadway, yes. But again, even if they started the planning process, Susan, tomorrow, best case scenario, 3, 4, 5 years away, by the time you do all the planning, all the design work, the environmental impact statements that are required for a project of this magnitude, it's 3 to 5 years away.
All right. By the way, what is the response that you've gotten to that petition so far?
Well, it's been interesting acting as a citizen lobbyist on this particular issue. The number of people who are supporting the cause is obviously very impressive. And I think you're going to see more signatures as time passes, because the frustration level continues to build among the motoring traffic, or public, rather.
Joel, we're glad you could join us this morning. That's former Erie County Executive Joel Giambra.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.